B-Pod Studios.
Last week, Haney, always, you know this, always has a drink with him in a styrofoam cup.
A 32 OZ,
won't
generic
drink it out of anything.
Styrofoam cup.
Won't drink it out of a paper cup, won't drink out of a bottle, won't drink out of a can. He's got to have his styrofoam cup.
And a lot of people ask, what's in the cup? I can't honestly answer that.
No
one can. Because you can't see it.
So, but what happens? What happens is he keeps the cup in the exact same spot on the counter every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Within reach.
Within immediate reach.
Look at this.
Look, will you please?
It is an ergonomically sound location.
Now, what happens is when the day progresses.
See that? Full movement.
The cup sweats. It sweats a little bit. It'll leave a little ring. Now, what happens is when the show wraps up, Haney gets together his stuff, grabs his cup, and leaves. That leaves one little ring. Big deal. Big deal. But 5 days a week, for a month, there are multiple rings, and it gets a tad tacky on the counter.
Are you calling Haney tacky?
That's a whole other story.
Okay, Mr. Class.
Yeah. So, last week, Beasley comes in here and leans on the counter, puts his hand on the counter to talk to him. And, what the hell? What is this? And the program director got yelled at. Well, there ain't supposed to be drinks in here in the first place, man.
No.
What can he, that Haney?
You better double check that contract. Because we're exempt to just about everything.
So Brock tells the program director, clean it up.
He told the program director to clean it up.
Yes.
Not to have someone clean it up.
No. And so the program director got some paper towels.
He's got plenty of time to do it.
I know he does.
Asked me to do it. I can. I'm doing a show. I'm working.
And cleaned it up. And what? Now, keep in mind, you're telling the general manager is telling the program director to clean up a mess Haney made. That hurts the program director's ego. And as we've always said, let's check the egos in at the door. Okay.
Right.
So the program director, his feelings are hurt a little bit. So he leaves Haney last week a little scribbled note.
I couldn't read it.
Barely legible.
I had to ask Dan, what is this?
I think it said clean up mess.
No, it didn't say that.
Did it say?
It was something about the drink.
It was something that Haney took offense to. And then I translated it for you. And then we went through the whole, have them fire me. He continues to bring in the styrofoam cup. And once again, the rings start. And so the program director just folded a piece of paper towel and wrote on the paper towel, Haney's coaster, so that Haney can just put the drink on the paper towel. And the first words out of his mouth when we went into the studio today, you didn't hear it because you're behind the glass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use coasters.
Especially a paper towel coaster, because then your cup sticks to the cup.
So
you're
not sticking!
You're picking it up, then you're picking up the paper with
Tom,
it, then it falls.
It's
a mess.
There is that unfortunate outcome, and the other outcome is it's very uneven. And if I were to dump all 32 OZs of this, they think they got a mess now.
Oh yeah, and rum is sticky.
What if I?
Yes, I will. I will make an offer.
Okay.
The only reason that there's even any sweat produced by this cup is because I reuse the styrofoam cups.
That's a bad sign. Yeah.
If they were willing to purchase for me.
Mm-hmm.
New cups and matching lids.
And matching lids. You've got to have the matching lids, of course.
Well, it's worthless without it. And some straws.
Jeez.
That I will specify. Need them to be the proper gauge.
Mm-hmm.
And length.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them too short.
If they want to do that, they'll have no more problems. Because that's the
only... No more problems from you.
That's
right.
The only reason that styrofoam sweats is I've reused this cup several times.
The styrofoam loses its integrity and the actual molecular structure opens up to allow it to become a little more porous after a few uses.
Here is the deal. I've got a sweaty can of Sprite right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's leaving a doozy of a ring over here. But what Stan will do is when this drink is done, I'll wipe up.
Stan, it's these little thing. These are different things to you than they are to me. To you, doing something like that is your last tie to humanity.
You are right. It's part of my civilized world.
For me, it doesn't have that impact. I go about it in other ways.
It is. When I clean up the ring where that soda was, I still know I'm a human.
Yeah. Right.
with at least a little bit of understanding and a little bit of care.
But Brock telling the program director to clean up.
Well, he put isn't his really hand right
of,
in it.
Isn't out of character.
No, of course not.
Because didn't Brock make the entire engineering staff pull weeds?
That's true. But that is, you're right. It should not be any surprise that the program director has to clean up Haney's mess. There should be no surprise.
It's been that way since I was in kindergarten.
Look, if I brought some coasters in from home, would you use them?
No.
I'm not talking about a paper towel. I'm talking about a good cork coaster.
No, I have been begged at home. I have coasters at home. And I use them in a decorative manner. But
you
I will not
use them for
no,
your drink.
No, because the any time I've used a coaster, there's been a mishap. Whether it's with a cup like this or a 16 OZ cold beer. Oh, sure.
You set it on the edge of the coaster, then the thing flips over.
Yeah, or you pick it up and you're not expecting the coaster to stick to it and it startles you.
All right.
So plus, the coaster.
It's best that we just keep it like that.
The coaster will actually draw more condensation out of it than if you leave it alone. And then the coaster will start sweating.
What? I don't think that's a proven rule.
I don't know.
Oh, I could prove it to you.
I don't want it. You know what? We're seeing it seep through. I'm glad we're doing it today. Another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? We're going to do that. And once again, there's a ring right there.
Maybe just wipe it down at the end of each shift.
He won't. You know, he won't do that.
Just one little whoop.
It would solve it.
You know, the circle is a sign of infinity.
But when there's 22 of them on there and they're all tacky and sticky, it becomes a mess.
And someone puts their hand in it.
The general manager puts his hand in it.
Should anybody's hand be this close to my equipment? Does anyone have a reason to be here?
I think the general manager can be anywhere he wants to be.
He may not have a reason, but he's got a
sure.
right.
He could also walk into engineering and put his hand into a piece of equipment that would chew up his hand and spit it back at him. But is that wise?
So it's not wise to be near Haney's computer.
Yeah.
It's just been a long day. It really has. And it hasn't even started yet.
There is no reason in the world for anyone to ever be in my workspace. None.
Your workspace is the first one people encounter when they walk in the door.
As soon as you walk in the door, it's the first microphone, first computer, first everything you walk up to.
And that's how I designed it.
But they shouldn't be anywhere near there.
No.
What the hell?
They can look.
Yeah.
But don't touch.
That rule also applies to the waste paper basket that's closest to him.
Right. That's his basket.
That's not where you throw old newspapers.
Well, somebody's been doing that. Somebody has.
It's not where you throw.
Somebody has. And unfortunately, somebody pays the price when they do that.
Because he will.
I should have a fresh waste paper basket every day.
Effing please.
Yeah, because that's his vomit bucket, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's more than the vomit bucket. Snot bucket, vomit bucket.
Any bodily fluids that I feel the need to expel during the program, that's what this is for.
And the sad thing about it is that you'll see the cleaning guy go in there up to his elbows picking it out.
Right.
You know, I feel bad for him. But you know what? If I don't produce waste, he's out of a job. And he's got a family to feed. So you look at it your way. I look at it mine. You go around cleaning up after yourself.
Yeah.
You're trying to put him out of work. What are you?
I never thought of it that way.
You hate him. You hate his kids. You hate his grandkids. It's a family business. Cleaning up after us.
Let that sink in. If you clean up after yourself, you're trying to put that guy out of work.
And I would hope that's not your intention.
See, Stan thought he was doing a good thing.
Well, it's because of his character flaws that he does this.
Oh, my God! You right just in this first break are a waterfall of character flaws!
What are you talking about?
How do you figure? Well, waterfalls are nice.
Each and every day, you try to cut into a new nerve of mine.
Think about all the people. They go to Niagara Falls. Oh, look at that.
Right.
I want to go over those falls in a barrel. Boy, I think I'll get married.
For Christ's sake.
So I am a waterfall of bad habits? Is that what you
character flaws.
I am a waterfall of character flaws.
Yes.
Don't blame me, man.
No. See, I'm going to be above this.
You're telling me that the fact that you are having a myocardial infarction is because of a ring of sweat left by my drink.
I'm not. No, I just don't understand why you can't, at the end of the day, wipe it up.
I didn't ask for your help with it, did I?
You know exactly what
you're
doing.
You're in my back pocket.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. the richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this: your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Here for the latest on the Brian Laundrie search, our Cub reporter, Junior. Junior, what do you got? What's the latest on the Brian Laundrie search?
Partial human remains found in Myakka Park, along with items of interest, the FBI said.
The coroner's been called. They found some items.
Did dog find it?
No.
Dog's resting his ankle.
Yeah. But the coroner went out there to the Myakkahatchee Park. That's the way they do it. Network. It's Myakka.
Whatever.
But they found a backpack, I think, and a few other things.
I bet it's misdirection.
And then suddenly the coroner is called out there. And then Junior's telling me, again, a Cub reporter, that there have been partial human remains found. But I haven't seen that anywhere myself.
And they've
yet.
Got cadaver dogs out there, too.
So that's the latest. And, of course, the parents out there. So if anything new happens...
Hold on a second. I just saw a story about the parents and that they were at the store sending a meal kit FedEx.
I don't know anything about that. We can get our Cub reporter on that.
Because there were pictures of them, and I don't know if it was a Walmart or a Target, but it was somewhere that had shopping carts. And they also had a FedEx package that said meal kit.
Yeah. Yeah, probably one of those MREs in there. Or spam.
Yeah, I'll check with my sources.
Yeah, check with your
probably
people.
Just sent to a dead drop somewhere.
Yes. I noticed... I'm sorry. I noticed... The two of you, you and Junior, chatting before things got rolling.
It's going to be a busy day for Junior. Hey, Junior.
Hey, Haley.
Yeah, it is going to be a busy day, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How have my bits been lately?
Oh, dude, they have been spot on. Hilarious. Everything
Thanks.
You say has just been top of the line.
What's he want?
Oh, he's already got it.
Respect.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's what he's referring to, yeah.
What?
That's what he's... No.
What?
Yeah, no. That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, respect.
Write it down on a piece of paper.
No, why is that something you need to know?
That's not relevant.
I don't know. I'll find out.
How will you find out?
I don't know. Somebody will tell me, little buddy.
I don't know how you'd find out because he always makes me hit private.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you. I need to write something down here. You tell me, and I'm not asking, higher or lower? Really?
I don't like this man.
I didn't say anything, Junior. You know that.
Just look away, dude. Look away. Look away.
A little bit.
No, don't look down.
What? I didn't say anything.
Really? Okay. You don't have to say anything.
Wow.
I didn't say anything.
I know.
He didn't say anything.
Said it with your eyes.
No, you know what? You know who said everything I needed to know?
You guys have been working together for 30 years. You have the secret communication without even using words.
What are you saying? We have like twin language or something?
Yeah, basically.
You're saying that, I don't know, there's chemistry between the two of us?
Well, yeah.
You know how I found out about this?
How?
When you went and turned to him and said, boy, those bits that you've been doing are best ever. You know, that's
top of the line, dude.
That's
true.
That's tip off.
It's true,
yeah,
man.
He's been really complimentary lately.
Yeah, man.
Just as humble as can be.
You're doing a great job, and I'm excited to do whatever it is you have for me today. I'm ready to go out there and get them for you.
See, what I told you, what a good guy he is.
So fair weather.
Whatever I have to be for my good old friend.
You know, if you came to me, this would right there. See, there's a big zero.
He knows that. That's why he does his best whenever it's brought up to make sure that you're nowhere near us.
I know, but see, you will go and give right into him. Here's how I've done it with producers in the past.
Because you have.
Yeah, oh, but in the past, I like to think of it as collateral. That I gain possession of something.
And what would that be? Part of their soul?
Sometimes it has to be. And then
I even made that offer, though.
And then you get what you need. And then when you can go and take care of your debt to society, you'll get it back.
What does he have that's even collateral for that?
Doesn't he have a bunch of electronic equipment at home?
If I do that, then I'm impeding his ability to make money.
He ain't using it.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, did I tell you? About? Did I tell you?
He's working with Abbey Road Studios.
Yeah. Well, I sent work to them. Technically, they worked
for
me.
Do you know the big TV I track?
Yeah, you're right. That's even better.
That's right.
Watch this.
Abbey Road works for him.
They worked for me.
Do you know the big TV I gave him when I moved? He tried to sell it.
He tried.
I still have it. I still have it.
I've given him TVs, too.
Yeah. He's got about 8 TVs we gave him. And then he goes and sells them.
I gave him one that was a really high-grade one, good for to be a monitor.
Did I give you that back?
No.
I gave you that back.
No, it's long gone.
No.
No, I thought I'd get...
Yeah, you gave it to somebody.
And you still have Tommy's drum machine.
That I do.
You gave it to A and B Pawn. We're going to take a break.
Because you walked out of my house holding that drum machine.
Yeah.
And you go, no, it's nothing I can use, but I'm taking it anyway.
Yep.
Okay, you know what? Maybe your bits need a little work this week. I don't know. What, you need to throw shots at me? What?
Stan and Haney. Oh,
did I say anything that wasn't true? I didn't say it out of malice.
No, but the truth hurts and I don't like it.
I'm glad you're running errands for him today.
I got to read that book on how to deal with millennials.
Hey, you know what? How to deal with them? You tell them I'd zero. I ain't getting nothing. And the outrage, and I have to make new rules today, and I know you're going to go along with me on it. The outrage about him, his attitude in Christmas, reflecting on show. No, you won't believe what I've gotten.
No, I totally identify with that feeling, because as soon as it was brought up the first time, I'm like, I'm not going through another year.
Not this year. And I'm telling you, the venom, and I totally agree with it, the venom from some of the emails we got from totally unknown people. We have our regulars that email. Then there's ones that don't email on a regular basis. And the venom, not this year.
No, we put up with it for 1 year, and it ain't going to happen again.
We got to take a break because he's got some errands to run to pay off whatever. Stan and Haney, 96 Kara.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where you, the experts say, we know is in fact...
Bumped up against Dutch.
It's going to be...
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Did you see Tucker last night?
I did.
He's dead on. The answer is, if you complain about the way things are now, hey, it's always been that way.
Yeah, that's the way I saw it. He was brilliant. Stan and Haney.
It's always been that way.
Yep,
come on.
Yep, come on.
Shut up, Karen.
Yep. I saw it. It was good. On the show today, we're going to play another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? The lovely Carly will be joining us. And a lucky Stan and Haney listener will go head-to-head with Mark Haney. And a chance to... let me see what I got today. You know what? Chance to win... I got one more pair left. Chance to get Rolling Stones tickets.
Well, you know why you still have one.
Why is that?
They won't play Brown Sugar. That turned a lot of people off.
Yep. Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
You can't just all of a sudden, after 30 years, say, oh, yeah, that... Oh, that upsets people.
Those of you that, and I'm going to say this because we are so far ahead of the game. We are so far ahead and we'd get no recognition for it.
It doesn't really pay off, but it's true.
Probably about 10 years ago, we did a bit, a Sarita bit, and how offensive to some... Brown Sugar is.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, society another decade to suddenly speak up about Brown Sugar and the Rolling Stones doing that song? We were on it long ago. Fact. I'm playing this.
I think it's all Twitter.
It is.
And they say only about, at most, 9% of the population is on Twitter, and it runs everything.
Yep. I'm playing this clip, because if Junior was here and not paying off his debt, he could have used the end of this. As a little added thing, maybe he can still grab it. New product out there. It's called Little Karen Christmas Cakes.
Oh. If you're looking forward to Little Debbie's Christmas Tree Cakes, you're going to love their new Little Debbie Christmas Tree Ice Cream. And if you love their ice cream, get ready for something a little different. Little Karen Christmas Cakes, made with all white flour and vanilla. Little Karen Cakes will have you screaming for more. But be careful, because they can be a little salty and sour and leave a bad taste in your mouth. Little Karen Christmas Cakes. Buy some right now, or we will ask to talk to the manager.
Can you speak to your manager, please?
New from Privileged and Entitled Foods.
A British CEO started a bit of a debate when he asked people whether he should grant employees that adopt a dog, that adopt a dog, paternity breaks.
Oh, God. No.
Chance to leave.
No.
Paternity leave. Here you go.
Have you been looking for a fun and easy way to skip out on work? Then do what I did. Adopt a bunch of dogs and get paternity leave. I've been off for months using these dogs as a legal loophole. I just adopt a new one every 2 weeks.
Hey, get off the couch.
And my employer can't fire me. If they try, I can sue, so it's a win-win.
Hey, who did this? Who did the doo-doo on the rug? Was it him? Well, they're saying it was you.
So visit my socials to find out how you can get paternity leave today.
Who spilled the water bowl?
Wait. That is not water.
Paternity leave. Come on. This is pretty cool.
Well, it's not that outrageous. Considering that our highly qualified Secretary of Transportation...
Yeah, he took paternity leave.
So that he and his husband...
Yes.
Because they have two babies, that there's always one of them available to bottle feed them.
And he took a break during one of the biggest issues going on right now.
But what's really important, Stan... Yeah.
Family. Okay? Family.
The world is spinning out of control.
The late, great Vincent Price. He did the voiceover stuff on Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Mm-hmm. He didn't know.
He didn't know. And never read it publicly, with the exception of one time where somebody asked him, you know what you do on Thriller?
Would you do that?
Will you do it in front of a live audience?
And it was a group of prisoners in the Philippines had synchronized. No?
It was in 1987 when Joan Rivers had her show, remember, on Fox?
Oh, grow up.
And he was the guest and was asked to do.
Could she even open her mouth now?
Who?
Joan Rivers.
Now?
Yeah.
She's dead.
I'm saying, let's say she's not dead.
Yeah.
Would she be able to perform?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, she was performing right up until the time she died.
But things have gotten so much worse.
Here it is, from 1987. Vincent Price reciting in front of a live audience his Thriller.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years. And grizzled ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
Oh, he threw an extra laugh on me.
Yeah. Only time he did it live.
Well, it was for Joan.
Yep.
Ooh, Edgar.
Mila Kunis was being interviewed, and she revealed her biggest parenting fail. Okay, neither here nor there.
I don't like thinking of her as a parent anyway.
I'm sorry. Every single time, unless I'm looking at the screen and I see her, every single time I hear her speak, I think Meg from Family Guy. So, I'll do it this way. You know, a lot of times you see Meg on Family Guy. Those are old episodes. She's actually a married woman now. And, yeah. And she discussed her biggest parenting fail.
Meg?
There was a little kid in my kid's preschool that wasn't very kind and pushed my daughter. My daughter came back and she was like, "So such and such little kiddo pushed me." And I instinctually said, "Did you push her back?" And my daughter's like, "No." And I was like, "Push her back next time. You push her back and you say no thank you and you walk away." And I turned around and I see Ashton's face and he was like, "No." But I was like, "You stand up for yourself and you say no thank you." I was like, "Don't push him off of a ladder or off of a swing or off of a slide. But like on the ground, even Steven, you push him back." I'd say that that's a parenting fail.
It is not.
Shut up, Meg.
Come on.
Isn't it funny how your attitude changes?
Yeah.
When you picture Meg?
Yeah, shut up, Meg. No, that's all. When I hear her voice, that's all I hear. She's very beautiful. I hear just the voice. It's Meg.
And you're a lot more dismissive.
Yes. I guess Amazon Prime
is quite a value.
Yeah, it is. But Javier Bardem and Nicole Kidman...
Can you believe that?
...are doing the behind-the-scenes of I Love Lucy. It's what is it called? Being the Ricardos.
And they really did a number on Nicole Kidman.
It looks like it's going to be good. And they released the trailer. And just listening to the trailer... You know it's going to be good, and they did a great work on Nicole Kidman to make her look like Lucille Ball.
And Lucy Arnaz has weighed in and said, beware, there is fake stuff in this. She said, I don't mean they exaggerated. I mean there are things in there that just didn't happen. Mm. She said, now having said that, I tried to get them to take those things out. They wouldn't. But she says, if you can get past that, for the most part, it's really well done.
Take a listen to the trailer.
I am the biggest asset in the portfolio of the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Quiet, please.
The biggest asset in the portfolio of Philip Morris Tobacco Westinghouse.
Let's do our show.
I get paid a fortune to do exactly what I love doing.
They got their money's worth.
Pictures up.
I work side by side with my husband, who is genuinely impressed by me. And all I have to do to keep it is kill for 36 weeks in a row.
Okay, let's go.
And then do it again the next year. You know, I did this show so Desi and I could be together.
Gentlemen, enjoy the show.
And action.
I had no idea it was going to be a hit.
It looks good. And yeah, whether Lucy Arnaz says some stuff true or not, there was stuff that the public was never meant to know about the conflicts that Lucy and Desi were having. He was a philanderer. But wasn't that expected? And a drinker. And that's one of the reasons why they worked together, so she could keep an eye on him.
Same thing with Fred and Ethel Mertz.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different deal. This is great. The number one rap song on iTunes is Let's Go Brandon by a guy named Loza Alexander.
That poor girl, the reporter for NBC, had no idea what she was unleashing.
This is number one on iTunes. Here's a sample.
Don't nobody want this commie because we not in China. Everybody hated Trump and now they out to catch a body. What they get for treating us like we in Squid Games. Green light mandate like he's insane. These times people waking up to everything. Go Brandon, but we all know what the saying means.
Let's go Brandon. Let's go Brandon.
What they saying, ho?
Let's go Brandon. Let's go Brandon.
What they saying, ho?
Let's go Brandon.
Number one.
That came into spontaneous existence.
Yep.
And I told you, although people listening this time of day, maybe they don't listen at 5 when I do the news, but this is for real. The government of Canada sent out an emergency memo to all of its 300,000-plus government employees, advising them that they would be fired with cause, no severance, no benefits, if any of them, over the course of their workday or in their private life, if any of them use the phrase, let's go Brandon.
Mm-hmm. They got their own guy, Trudeau. Yeah. F you, Trudeau. He's got his own problems.
Well, starting with his mother.
Yeah. Adele.
She was a piece of work.
Adele, the singer, she's skinny now, but she used to be heavy. And I just love the way she describes this. Her accent, just, it's perfect. Where they ask Adele,
what did she have, her stomach removed?
I don't know, but she's lost like 300 pounds. They asked her, what would be your perfect last meal? Just hearing her say this just cracks me up.
My ideal meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my three course.
My last meal.
I eat at least once a week.
Sounds like my cocaine.
My last meal.
As a matter of fact, during the football game, they hired a voiceover guy who sounded just like my cocaine because the
my
game
cocaine.
Because the game was being played in London Town at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and so whenever they'd go and have their bumper commercials, they'd say, "This game's brought to you by Geico," and it got quite annoying.
I love it when Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley go at it. First of all, I love Shaquille O'Neal. I love Charles Barkley.
How can you not?
The two of them. Mm-hmm. So they were doing season opener of Inside the NBA, and Shaq was asked to rank the number all-time Laker centers, and he ranked himself ahead of Wilt Chamberlain, and then this ensued.
Oh, that's ludicrous.
I love it. Love it!
So if you had to rank the Laker centers, it'd be?
Go. Kareem, me, then Wilt.
Okay.
Oh, you're not Ben Wilt. Stop
I
it.
I got four.
No, stop it. Stop it. Hey, stop it. Hey, stop it. You already getting petty. You already getting petty on the first night. You're not better than Will Chamberlain.
You don't remember my ceremonies?
Hey. You're not better than Will Chamberlain.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Stop it. Stop it. You're already getting petty.
No.
Stop it, Petty White.
Love it.
When you put... Even whether it's true or not, when you put somebody in the position to have to say something out loud like, I am better than Wilt Chamberlain, you're going to sound foolish yeah. No matter what.
Love it. Just love it. And Charles Barkley will not pass up that opportunity.
No, can't let that slide.
When we come back, got a bizarre local
beat. He says something like that or come out like a big juicy steak.
And yesterday we were talking about Haney's worries about getting the hiccups. And then we thought about a guy we had on the show, long dead, Hiccup Man.
And then that led to our own Hall of Justice. Not a lot of you know this because it was a long time ago and we haven't had to call on them in many years. But we have our own Justice League of superheroes.
Yep. Hiccup Man and Pork Chop Lady.
Yep.
We'll give
we
you
haven't had to call them in many years.
We're going to dip back for a few minutes about 28 years ago.
And bring back the Stan and Haney superheroes.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Absolute Law text line, stick pin.
It's stick pins galore.
Yeah, and I missed a few after we had left the air yesterday. There were still more coming in. I might have to go and retrace our steps because I did miss a few. This is from Andy in Punta Gorda. Do you have a stick pin for my son? He's in the Air Force. Came back to visit for a couple of days, had been listening to you guys in South Texas, but he flew from here to where he's going to be stationed at, listening to you guys in South Korea, in a place called Gunsan, South Korea. Gunsan, South Korea. Stick pin, stick pin, stick pin.
Well, you look at that. Junior actually headed in the right general direction.
Well, he knew to go to the international map.
I know where South Korea is, okay?
Why?
My grandfather served in the Korean War.
Do you know where Gunsan is?
No.
Then you were quick to put that up there. Did you find it on the map?
No, it's not labeled.
Or did you just stick something in there at South Korea?
I'm going to find it, man. I just got to Google.
All right, brother.
So it looked to me like you may have put it in Japan.
Yeah, I know that's
what
he did.
I didn't stick it anywhere yet.
You were up that's there messing around. Said.
I was up.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I got a.
Do we have a stick pin in South Korea before you put that up?
Yes, in Seoul.
Okay, good. I'm going to play something for you. Our superheroes, as Haney likes to describe them.
You think of the Hall of Justice? Well, we have our own Stan and Haney superheroes.
And I miss.
And if we ever need them,
they're available. If they were alive. Haney brought this up yesterday. Haney gets the hiccups 3 times in 30 years that I remember.
But it,
it's hilarious.
It really pleases you when it happens.
And?
Because you see me legitimately struggling.
Yeah. And he reminded me on the show yesterday of Hiccup Man.
A true hero.
Let me set the stage for you. This guy had the hiccups for 30-something years. This is in the early 90s. This is probably about 27 years ago.
It was back when I was producing the
yes.
show.
This was when our old partner Joe was alive. Haney was just brought in, and he... You want to talk about producing. We didn't have to ask. He'd come in to the studio and say, we got to have this guy on or this woman on. And he came in one day. And keep in mind, this is when Haney was producer of the show. This is 27 years ago.
It's because everything Haney touches turns to gold, man.
It was
what
gold.
Can I say?
It was gold. And he said, guys, I found a guy that has had the hiccups for 30 years.
Basically his whole life.
And Joe and I said, get him on. And producer extraordinaire, Mark Haney, had him on. And he's become part of legend on the Stan and Haney show. Here's a little clip. I got just a little clip from nearly 3 decades ago when Hiccup Man came on the show.
One of the Stan and Haney superheroes.
Take a listen.
He's hiccuping right now.
Yeah. Pretty bad, right, for the first 15, 20 minutes. Back in 1960, about the middle of the year, maybe that's when
Do you know what caused it? Something go down the wrong pipe or something?
None as I know. The only thing I know is that I got a feeling this story. I was in a car wreck about 10 years before with him. Well, it might have pinched a nerve or something in my body. That's what I got a feeling. So the only way I can stop, I have to sit down and get real quiet.
Have you tried breathing in a bag, glass of water, someone scaring you?
Yeah, I'm standing on my head, all that. I ain't been to the doctor in the last 15 years, but the first 3 or 4 years, I used to go to the doctor pretty often. I ain't much for tolerate all the Duke Medical Center. Well, the only thing I know that they took a real bite on the bottom on my left side. I haven't been treated for it in over 15 years or more.
It doesn't bother you that you hiccup all the time?
No. As long as I don't sit out and think about it, I get out there and get to doing something and get my mind occupied on something else, I don't even bother me.
So you're saying if you sit down in a chair and you get real quiet,
yep.
then it kind of backs off a little bit?
It goes all the way off. As long as I don't keep wiggling or going, oh, when I sit down, I have to keep moving around, you know, in the chair, sitting in different positions, until, just like you said, I find the one that's the calmest, and then I'll drop right off to sleep, or they'll stop. Sometimes, you know, I can work, but I wouldn't care if it was some way I could do, you know, wouldn't have to work all the time. I would feel a lot
better. Get it here.
That was Hiccup Man. God rest his soul. And then, you know, Haney wasn't a one-off star. And I will also keep in mind at the time, much that Haney does today as well, Haney was in control of the sound effects. He suggested that we bring on this woman. Her name was Julia Shumansky.
But nobody knows her by that.
No, they know her as Pork Chop Lady.
A Stan and Haney superhero.
This woman doesn't know when, where, or how, but she has
theories.
She sat on a pork chop.
A fatty bone.
Here again, from 27, 28 years ago, the Pork Chop Lady. You can't make these people up. These are real people. Take a listen.
Well, how it all came about was I was on this little hillside, and I was pulling up some pine trees. And, of course, you know, pine needles are slippery anyway.
Sure.
And I started to slip and fall, so I just grabbed myself in that area, and I discovered a little bone. But I didn't think anything about it at the time because I'm overweight, and I just thought it was a fatty bone. Well, anyway, make a long story short, the third day it got so big I called my doctor. It's the left side of my cheek on my butt.
Yeah,
on the left side.
Left butt cheek. Left butt cheek, okay.
But see, previous to that, I had had some pockets removed out of my colon.
Yeah.
So when I called my doctor, it was real concerned, so I went in, he examined, he called in the specialist.
Yeah. Dwight, do you think it was like another polyp?
Well, it was a hard knot-like that was coming through.
It was a knot. It was on the left side of the butt cheek. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was getting bigger, see?
Right.
So they took me the next morning. They took me and did surgery. And when I came to, my son was at the foot of the bed. He was just cracking up laughing. And I thought, golly, what's he laughing about? Here I am, you know, with a tumor, cancer, whatever.
Right.
So he said, Mom, he said, it's not a tumor, it's not cancer, you're okay. And he started laughing again, and I'm looking at him, and I was just saying, what's wrong with him? And he said, Mama, the doctor said it's either a chicken bone or a pork chop bone.
So how do you suppose that happened?
Well, then the doctor came in, and he told me that, too, and he said, I don't know if it's a chicken bone or a pork chop bone. He said, I've taken all kind of objects out of a human being. Never nothing like this. He said, I couldn't even break it with my scalpel.
Julia, you don't swallow pork chops whole, do you? How the hell did that happen, Julia?
They sent it off and had it analyzed, and that's what it was. It came out. It was a pork chop bone. Now, how it got there, honey, I have no idea. But I had to sit on it sometime in my lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, so it went that way.
And, you know, that's what's so strange. I don't remember sitting on one.
Yeah.
I never had no pain, no bleeding. My clothes was never torn.
Right.
What it was, the lab kept the bones, so when the inquirer got my story, well, they called the lab and called the doctor back and forth, and they got the dimensions of the bone, and they made a copy of it.
They recreated the bone. How big was it, do you remember?
It was 4 inches long.
Ooh.
And 2 inches wide, but the width of it was the tissue that had wrapped around the bone.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you, when I eat pork chop now, I stand up.
Pork chop lady.
And she figures she had to have sat on it.
Yep. Figures that, but there was no blood, no tear in the clothing.
Look at that. Junior even found a picture of her. World famous.
Yep, pork chop lady. Jeez. Long time ago.
Fatty bone.
Yeah, a fatty bone. It was a fatty bone. Let's do the local beat. This is a beauty. And it comes from north part of Florida. Junior, I'll give Junior credit for this. He found this story.
And it's not that camp trail footage of somebody that looked like Brian Laundrie and Dan Allen, is it?
No, this is.
There's no reason for anybody to be back there on those trails.
With the exception of the Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie area, and Fort Myers, the farther north you go up in Florida, the dumber they get.
Oh. You're not kidding.
And this is dumb.
And then, I'm going to tell you right now, the big clash in the northern part of the state is that you have people from New York that don't differentiate different parts of Florida. We're moving to Florida. It doesn't matter where, we're just moving. Yeah. Look, it's cheaper here, we'll go here. And then those New Yorkers come in and start telling crackers their business, and that's when the fireworks start.
Well, this was stupidity on parade. Florida man using fingers in the shape of a gun grabs napkins from the Waffle House.
Are you not allowed to do that?
Hold on. A Florida man has been arrested after an incident at a Waffle House in which a suspect who stated he was high and drunk used his fingers in the shape of a gun to ultimately get away with some napkins.
Where's the crime there?
The incident took place Monday. The incident took place Monday night at the Waffle House located on Bandit Street in Madison, Florida, which is located in North Florida, east of Tallahassee. That's dumb country. Sheriff David Harper stated a Waffle House employee placed a 911 call to report the crime, saying that no one had been injured and that the suspect had left in a vehicle. Witnesses said the man was wearing a gray hoodie, dark jeans, dark hat, plus with a small dog. They said he began to shout, "Get on the ground! Y'all getting robbed!" Witnesses said he announced that he was high and drunk and then grabbed some napkins and walked out. While no weapon was seen, witnesses said he raised his hands with fingers pointed in the shape of a gun. Witness descriptions and video surveillance led sheriff's deputies to suspect Edward William Rodriguez, age 28, of Madison. They located him at his home about 6 miles away from the Waffle House.
I mean, what did they do? Tell him to stop it? Knock it off?
Deputies said Rodriguez admitted he had gone to the Waffle House to get some napkins.
Because he was high and drunk and needed napkins.
And said, yeah, he was going to rob the establishment. Hope to keep talking. Rodriguez was booked into the
That's one of those guys that don't need a lawyer.
Yeah. Rodriguez was booked into the Madison County Jail, charged with unarmed robbery and assault. Yeah. You know, do it on both hands, you got double shooters.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that Forrest Gump would warn you off of.
Carly will join us next. Chance for some Rolling Stones tickets if you're smarter than Haney.
Just about any nice day, you'll find people in almost any park enjoying
Stan and Haney.
They're fun. Sold separately from Wham-O.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, you are 23 minutes away from the 4 o'clock cash hole word that could get you 500 in cash. So stay tuned for that. But guess what? It is Wednesday, and it is time to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? And the lovely Carly has joined us in studio. Hi, Carly.
Hello.
Do you look forward to this? Do you enjoy coming in here?
Yes, I do.
Or is it a burden?
No, I enjoy it.
Oh, crap. I got to go into the studio with Stan and Haney. No. Or do you say, oh, it's Wednesday, I get to come in?
Oh, it's Wednesday.
All right, good.
That's nice.
Good.
I like it when we team up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, when do you do? Because here's how this thing is going to go. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener. And the way the new version works that we've been doing for a couple of months is we'll ask you, who would you like as your lifeline, Junior or Carly? Haney will get the other person as a lifeline. Haney will leave the room and his lifeline will leave the room. And we will ask you 6 questions. We will then electronically invite Haney back in. He will answer the same 6 questions.
I will also answer the electronic summons.
Yes. And if you tie or get more than Haney correctly, you're going to get a pair of tickets to go see the Rolling Stones. They're going to be on the 28th, I believe, up in Tampa. It's an e-ticket, so you don't have to come down here, pick up anything. You'll get it right on your phone, right?
Yes.
Simple as that. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy. It's hard work. Stan's trick question.
There's nothing trick.
What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host. I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I politely disagree. 277-9600. Random Stan and Haney listener does not necessarily mean the first person we talk to. We got to have a good phone connection, a willingness to play.
You've got to be comfortable.
I have to be comfortable. Correct. Carly?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Rolling Stones tickets up for grabs if you're smarter than Haney. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Brad.
No. You know what? You played once already, Bonehead.
Was it him or was it Dr. William H. Coles?
Could have been him, too. Ahoy, who's this?
Scott.
Scott, you want to play?
I do.
All right, Scott. Say hi to Carly. Say hi to Haney. Say hi to Junior.
Hey, Carly, Haney, and Junior.
Hello.
What up, dog?
Now I have to ask you, Scott. Who would you like as your lifeline? Would it be Junior or Carly?
Well, let's see. Depending on his 4.25 GPA, I'm going to take Junior.
Oh, thank God. All right. Junior will be your lifeline.
Can I correct them really quick?
Yes.
4.4.
Four, whatever.
Keeps going up.
Haney, if you would kindly leave the room, I will get you electronically. Once I've completed the questioning with Scott.
All right, so I should be expecting you to communicate with me electronically.
Correct, with a tone that will come to your receiving device.
Roger that.
10-4. 10-4? You're 10-10 on the side. All right. Haney and Carly have now, as you hear the door slam, have now left the room. Let me get ready to begin. Junior is your lifeline, Scott. Let's begin. How? This is multiple choice.
Oh, good.
How many days did it take the Pony Express riders to go from St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento, California? Almost 2,000 miles. 5, 10, or 15 days?
I think I know this one. I want to say 10.
Okay. In what quiz... I'm sorry, let me begin again. In the quiz show Jeopardy, what is the second round of the game called?
bonus round.
Okay. Remember, if you would like, to, before answering, to ask Junior, because he's sitting there acting like he's thinking, but he's coming up blank.
Well, if I come up blank, I'll definitely need him to backhand.
All right.
Yeah.
How many U.S. states designate themselves as commonwealths? 0, 4, or 8?
All right, Junior.
Commonwealths. 0, 4, or 8?
I want to say 4.
Well, Scott will have to agree with you and say it verbally himself, or he can go with 0 or 8.
So remember, I have a 4.5 GPA.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Well, 4 seems to be your number. That now it's 4.5. Wow. Okay. I'm gonna go with him. I'll take his answer.
4. Okay. Which comic strip was named after a 16th century theologian and a 17th century philosopher? Comic strip.
Oh. Well, that's one Junior should know.
I don't know comic strips. I'm drawing a blank on this one. I don't know.
Could you repeat the question?
Sure, please? I can repeat the question. Which comic strip was named after a 16th century theologian and a 17th century philosopher?
Go on a limb, Marmaduke.
Okay. What notable filmmaker is responsible for founding Pixar? What notable filmmaker is responsible for founding Pixar?
Steven Spielberg jumps in my mind, but I think that's it. I'm going to have to go with that. Oh, wait. Junior, do you know that one?
All I know is that he used to work for Disney. I don't know the name.
Jeez.
It's not coming to mind.
Oh, I can't give any reaction, although I was disgusted with Junior.
I'll just have to say Spielberg.
Okay. Last one, and then we'll get Haney in here. Which is not a room in the game of Clue? Which is not a room in the game of Clue? Conservatory, cellar, kitchen, bathroom.
Conservatory.
Okay. Stop the music. Did you? And I don't believe you asked Junior on that one. You came right out with an answer. He was looking like he knew the answer to that one.
Yeah.
You did know the answer?
Yeah.
All right, well, don't keep it to yourself.
All right.
Let me see right off the bat. I'm just going to tell you, Scott, you got 2 right. You got Ooh. 2 right. So if Haney gets 2 right or less, you'll win. So a tie will always go to the listener. If he gets over 2 correct, he will win, okay?
Fingers are crossed.
All right, and he's been signaled to come back in. Carly, come on back in, have a seat. And she was out in the hallway enjoying a Lifesaver drop. And what flavor Lifesaver were you having? Was it Winto Green?
Yes.
Okay. Haney has now arrived. And Scott will remain quiet, and we'll see how Haney does with Carly as his lifeline. Let's begin. Haney, multiple choice. How many days did it take the Pony Express riders to go from St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento, California, almost 2,000 miles? How many days? 5, 10, or 15?
You feel strongly about it?
I feel like it's like
5, 10, or 15?
10 or 15.
10.
Okay. In the quiz show Jeopardy, what is the second round of the game called?
It's Jeopardy, Double Jeopardy, Final Jeopardy.
All right, so what's the second round of the game,
Double
Annie?
Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy.
Okay.
I used to always watch that.
How many U.S. states designate themselves, Haney, as commonwealths? 0, 4, or 8? Commonwealths. 0, 4, or 8.
Are we allowed to discuss? Or
you can discuss. The final answer has to come from you. I don't want a lot of time. We're tight on time, so try to. And I will say this. Scott and Junior discussed on a couple of them. Scott was very forthcoming with his answers.
The only one I can think of is Virginia. Can you think of another one?
Like Massachusetts?
I can't say.
You are. What a piece of work.
Oh, sorry. 0, 4, or 8?
I'm thinking 4 seems like the best shot.
Yeah, I feel like if it was 8, I would know more.
Yeah. 4.
4. Which comic strip was named after a 16th century theologian and a 17th century philosopher?
The only comic strip I know is like Garfield and the other cat one, the striped cat one.
Okay, I'll go with Calvin and Hobbes.
Okay.
Shot in the dark.
What notable filmmaker is responsible for founding Pixar? Notable filmmaker.
Spielberg.
I don't know.
Steven Spielberg.
Okay. Last one. Which is not a room in the game of Clue? This got Junior very upset because Scott would not let him answer. Scott was confident in his answer.
And cut him off?
Yes.
Nice move, Scott.
Well, got a little excited there.
Which is not a room in the game of Clue? The conservatory, cellar, kitchen, bathroom.
Do you know?
I believe it's the bathroom.
Bathroom.
Okay. Stop the music. Let's look at our answers. Ask both of you.
Thank you, Carl.
How many days with the Pony Express? Both of you got that correct. 10 days. In entertainment, Jeopardy. Haney, you got it right. Double Jeopardy. Yeah. Scott, you got it wrong.
Yes, I did.
In history, how many states call themselves a commonwealth? You both got it right. 4. In arts and literature,
if we have time, I'd love to know what the other two are.
I can tell you right now. Massachusetts, Virginia, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. Which comic strip was named after a 16th century theologian, 17th century philosopher? Haney got it right. It was Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Science and nature. Who's responsible for founding Pixar? You both got it wrong. It was George Lucas. It was, believe it or not, Steve Jobs saved the company after buying it in the mid-80s, but it was George Lucas that founded.
That's not really a science question.
That's what was there.
Thank
it's like a technology
Charlie.
Question.
And last one, which is not a room in the game of Clue, Junior, what would you believe is not a room in the game of Clue?
It was the cellar, wasn't it?
It was the cellar. Both of you got it wrong. Haney, 4 right. Scott, 2 right. Haney wins again. Scott, I want to give you the Rolling Stones tickets, but you got to tell my friend Haney something.
Oh, painful as it is, I must say, Haney, you are smarter than me.
hold on, Scott. And Carly, thank you. And
stick
by your radio. The 4 o'clock cash hole is on the way. Could get you 500. We're Stan and Haney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, welcome to the show. You know, a lot of people I meet every day, I don't know what it is, but they always seem a little stressed out. It's probably the work environment or whatever. But there's a couple fixes for that I can think of right off the bat. One is a good stiff drink, or maybe even better, eating a half dozen or so of my heavenly hash brownies. What do you think? Yeah, baby! Oh, man, I remember back in culinary school, you know, I'd eat these things first thing in the morning before classes with my coffee. The rest of the day, I didn't give a rat's ass what happened, you know? But anyway, those were my psychedelic days. And I've already made a batch of these delicious heavenly hash brownies. Look at them. Aren't they nice? What do you think? Oh, those look so good. I can't resist. That's the love boat right there, folks. The good ship. Okay. I'm going to grease up a shallow 9x12 pan. I'm not going to use that Crisco oil junk. I'm going to use the real stuff, the hash oil. We set up good. Now here's the magic right here. Look at that. Look at that hashish. I get this from a friend of mine from Morocco who wishes wisely to remain anonymous. And this isn't like that pungent hashish. This is sweet. You could eat it like a cookie. It's so good. What happened? Whoa. Hey, hold on. You people are changing colors on me. Changing colors here. Your friend Emeril is a little, what do we say in Italian, a little effed up. Okay, let's take a break for some music. Hit it, fellas.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Breaking news, Stan.
Okay, and while it's breaking news, and I want to get this out, Junior, go down to Mother and have him tune on our radio station. He has a radio in there. Somebody says that I sound like I'm talking off in the distance and that there's something horribly wrong. I think he's got a broken speaker.
It's subjective.
Yes, it is. You still have about 6.5 minutes to get the cash hole word in for 4 o'clock. Chance at the 500. The word is now, N-O-W, now. Text that to 45911 or enter it on the app or at 96krock.com. And again, you got about 6 minutes. If you're the randomly selected person, they'll call you back and tell you you won the 500. And just by entering on the app or the website, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. The 4 o'clock cash hole word now, N-O-W. Haney with breaking news.
Now, Stan, you know that normally I would not go with breaking news off a single source, which this is.
Right.
But given what that single source is, I tend to give it credence. The Houston Chronicle is reporting that a trade between the Texans and the Dolphins for Deshaun Watson is imminent, meaning within a week.
All right, we'll see. Have you talked to our guys across the hall?
He's the one that told me.
Oh, really? Well.
And then I looked it up, and there are crickets from the Miami media, but Houston is all over it.
Okay. We'll see what happens in a week, but you heard it here.
And I would believe that it would come out of Houston before it would Miami.
Did not get a chance to announce a few stick pins at the end of yesterday's show. As I always ask you, if you are listening to this program, podcast, streaming through a device, and you're outside of our metro area, you've moved to another state, you've moved to another country, let us know where you're listening from and how you listen to us. Yeah, is there a problem over there?
Yeah, and you should also say that if they already have a stick pin,
yeah,
don't text in again.
Right, just because somebody from the same city might be listening. But true, if you already have one, we've got you. We don't remove the stick pins.
Junior is a real stick blocker.
Yep, he is. He's a stick blocker.
You may be perfectly legit, but Junior will... His first thought will be, this person's trying to get one over on me.
Steve and Garnet are listening to us in Partyville, Wisconsin. Used to live in Fort Myers. They're now listening to us in Partyville. That's P-A-R-D.
Oh.
E-E-V-I-L-L-E, Partyville.
I was about to say.
I thought it was like a mobile home park.
Kind of like Party Town. Let's
got
see.
Sick of my job.
So stick pin there. And let's see. I think there was one other I wanted to mention. Oh, here's Tifton, Georgia. Tifton, Georgia. Another. And did we mention yesterday? Perryville, Arkansas. Perryville, Arkansas. Stick pins galore.
So did we end up with a legit pin in Nebraska? A legit one.
Yeah, we didn't know if it was legit.
Not Cayman, Nebraska.
Yeah.
No, someone texted in saying that, my sister listens to the show and she lives in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, but that we need to hear from them.
Exactly.
So is it still under review?
Under review.
And I said if she does live there, then she should call in so we can commemorate it. That's our last state.
Instead of saying, great, we've got Nebraska, you said, I don't believe
he
it.
He wants confirmation.
I want proof. That's our last state.
Because, you know, there's a lot of killjoys. And if, in fact, that person is listening in Nebraska, a phone call, you know, on your cell phone, don't cost you none. 239-277-9600. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look at traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we'll start in Boquilla. Got a disabled vehicle, Bay Point Road and Stringfellow Road. Fort Myers, crash, 13,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. And this one in Bonita Springs, a crash, 5600 block of Bonita Beach Road Southwest, right by the Beach and Tennis Club. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines. This is what's coming up in the news.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
Including more authoritarian nonsense from Canada. You know, if there's one thing this show is known for...
Oh, you better believe it, since the very beginning.
It's something or other.
Yeah.
We will congratulate a woman who recently made the golf team at Reinhardt University in Georgia.
Good for her.
Her name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Great job, Debbie. And she's in the news, but it's not because she's the best golfer.
But she's made the news.
Mm-hmm.
Is it some kind of transgender thing?
Well,
guy that wears a dress.
You know what? Could you wait until the mics are off before you wad up paper like that?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't know I was...
Is that a ring on the counter over there?
No, I wipe mine. I wipe my rings.
You see, Stan, that really didn't bother me, but I just wanted to give you a little spoonful of your own medicine.
You're high maintenance.
Does look a little cluttered over there.
That's not me.
Yeah, we need a tidy workspace. If it weren't for me, you'd look pretty bad.
I'll agree to that.
And that's all I do.
Yep.
I walk around this earth to make you look better.
Yep. Because, you know what? If Haney wasn't around, Stan would be the worst slob around here.
Yep.
But Haney's here, and he's leaps and bounds ahead of me.
Yeah, look at Stan. At least he's not that bad.
Yep.
He's doing pretty good.
Yep. We're proud of you, Stan.
My, oh my, how times have changed. This, I think everybody can identify with this because it came out in 1961. In your childhood, do you recall, it may not have been yours, maybe it was a sibling's, but I think in every household, there was that Fisher-Price telephone.
Absolutely. With the eyes?
Yes.
And you'd pull it and the eyes would go up and down, the bell would ring?
Yep. Because that's entertaining the children.
Yes.
Well, they're still manufacturing it, only because it's 2021.
Yeah.
The thing can actually make phone calls now.
Oh, brother. Yeah, anything to raise the price on it.
And finally, a man was pulled over by police. Did the usual thing and felt like his odds were a little better if he fled on foot while carrying a chocolate cream pie. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
Sit, Kit. Sit. Sit. Get your butt down.
A lot of people think you can't train cats.
Yeah, but you can. He probably thinks about this. You know, we've got to get into the thing, and then he plays something that's 30 seconds long.
Good sit, Kit.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, I'm sorry I brought it up, because now your child is probably begging for the new Fisher-Price toy phone that actually makes phone calls. I'll just add that to today's list of the
top
signs your child is addicted to technology.
Top signs your child's addicted to technology.
Somehow, he's taught the dog how to use Venmo. For Halloween, she's going as Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg. Wants to have his birthday party at the Apple Store. On the other hand, bedtime stories are pretty easy. You can tell him about this magical place called Outside.
If you don't have balls in this, you're rolling coal.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn right.
Thank you, Senator Manchin. You bribe him to finish his vegetables with Bitcoin. And finally, the very top sign your child is addicted to technology.
Yes.
Can't catch a ball. Can't ride a bike. However, he does know how to hack the Federal Reserve.
Bye, Felicia.
Rolling Coal.
Yeah. By the way, Stickpin, our buddy Chuck used to be the golf pro.
Where is he now?
He is
wherever he wants to
be. Yeah, but he's, I guess he's, you know, hooked up to power and is listening. Stickpin, Concord, North Carolina. Stickpin, Concord, North Carolina.
Thanks for checking in, Chuck.
Yep. There's another one, too, that he, I guess he bounces back and forth. Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Wax on, wax off.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Told you I got this email yesterday. Unsigned. I mean, I see who it is in the email address, but they chose not to sign the letter.
So you'll play dumb.
Yes. Guys, Junior's comments on Christmas are unacceptable. I am furious about his comments yesterday. He doesn't believe in God? That's his business. To put that out on the airwaves is a reflection of the show and the radio station. I, for one, do not appreciate you stating that that's not how... I don't appreciate you stating this. This is not how Stan and Haney feel. No respect. Oh, it's actually a phrase. No respect will ever be had for that fool. Any more comments about Christmas? Any more back talk about it? I'll cut everything off.
Just don't ask me about it then.
Oh, you know what? A lot of people are going to be asking a lot of things about Christmas. And
you know what?
He'll want to know about it come gift time.
I am going to have to take on the mantle, Stan, of the original Mr. Christmas.
Yep. This from Meg.
How is she?
Is she
back from the gym?
I appreciate her writing this one today. And yeah, she must be back from the gym. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I took a free class on build WordPress sites that attract free traffic. I remember The Guardian talking about going back to work. Oh, Meg, he doesn't want to go back to work. We were suggesting he does.
He was bluffing.
I remember The Guardian talking about going back to work, and I think he should turn his emails that he sends you into a blog.
No, that's not going to get him as far as punching leather.
You're right. Yep. Wood burning kit.
Yep.
You know, glass blowing.
We build model rockets.
Yep. I would subscribe. If he's feeling really froggy, he can do a podcast. Or if the Beasleys want to and need Saturday afternoon talent, why don't y'all give him a show? I'd listen. Just a suggestion.
I don't think Meg understands the limits of our power.
Nope, doesn't. I have a question about your producer. So, he alleges he goes to church? Oh, let me ask him a question. Does anyone at his church call him his fellow mustard seed? If he doesn't, have Haney point out to Junior Matthew 17:20. Those of us that read the Bible are very familiar with that.
These days, I'm too focused on Matthew 24.
Remember, it is God whose name you are dragging through the mud. It is a great man who brought you back to Stan and Haney. On that note, Stan, if The Guardian is interested in taking the WordPress class, I've attached a link. I can't even get into scatters. It makes no sense.
Are you starting to learn that you need to respect others?
I've never bashed a religion. I've never bashed it once. said I don't believe it.
What started this is when you went after Christmas again, and we tolerated.
Yeah, because it's a stupid holiday, in my opinion.
I'm going to take it out. If you keep it up, I'm going to take it out.
We tolerated that for a full year, and we're done putting up with it.
Okay, I won't talk about Christmas anymore.
There you go.
Yeah, boy. Ahoy, the Guardian. Ahoy, Jesus. Gentlemen. Stan, thanks for shutting Junior up when he starts to spread his hateful speech about Christmas. Junior, do you not know what Christmas is really about? It's not about how much you can give or get. It's about embracing the birth of Jesus. So don't. Don't worry about what you give or get. Hell, here's an idea. Give a little of your time. Help in some way. Give yourself. Give of yourself. Help your church in some way. Serve a meal. Trust me. If you do that, your whole attitude will change. So can the negative talk we hear, if we get enough of it, we get enough of that crap every day. Okay.
Yeah, you're invading somebody's safe space doing that, Junior.
Yeah, the Guardian seems very triggered right now.
Yes, the best save sign the Guardian. We're going to take a break. I hope you've learned a lesson. You are not serving you, this show, or this radio station any service by your comments and feelings towards Christmas.
My feelings and comments about Christmas aren't going to change.
I have to do it.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know. I don't get it. Stan and Haney. But that's what I got to do now. And then when he goes and has those little replies coming back from his little sound effects box, I'll cut that off. Nothing negative ever!
Come on!
You are a truly powerful man.
Yep. He's completely shut off now.
He's helpless.
We can talk all about him. We can take calls. We can read emails. We can have the Guardian sit in and just throw. And he can't be heard.
But he doesn't realize that. He doesn't realize that when he goes on and on about something or makes a fool of himself, that it's only because we allow it.
We allow it. Well, those days are over.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. Going to get you caught up on traffic. They just had the press conference in Northport with Brian Laundry. The coroner was there. They found remains. That's about all we know right now. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Ooh. Why isn't that working? Hold on. Let me try it again. Hold on. Stand by. There. Oh, there we go. There. Okay. My bad. Pushed the wrong button. Let's check out Collier County. We'll start in North Naples. Got a crash. Pine Ridge Road and Shirley Street. In Golden Gate, couple of things showing up. Crash, Santa Barbara Boulevard, and Hunter Boulevard. They say crash with injuries, so be aware of that. Also in Golden Gate, crash, Immokalee Road, and Vailwood Drive. And in the Estates, got a crash, 2400 block of White Boulevard. And you are up to date. Always happy to take your phone calls. Ahoy.
Hey,
everybody, it's Tony D'Amico.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Amy.
What's going on, buddy?
Stan, I am suffering from
what they call an existential dilemma.
Jeez. You know what? You got a restaurant to run. Why don't you just go clean up the place, bring a broom, clean up the floor, get some Comet, clean the grills up, get the toilets working again, and get ready for season instead of you sitting there wringing your hands in the tornado between drags of a smoke saying that you've got a dilemma.
Okay.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Lee.
What's your dilemma? So, I'm sorry. I snapped at you. I shouldn't have.
Everything you said was true, but it's going to be very hard to do because someone has not only stolen my sole employee, they've stolen my son.
You're really emotional about this. You know what? I almost feel guilty that I snapped at you like I did, although it is the truth, like you said. I hear. Are you crying, Tony?
I'm trying not to, but Stan, here's my dilemma. I feel as if I've lived too long.
Well, you have. I mean, I seriously sometimes think, Tony, how long I've known you. And I've known you for decades, and you've always been old.
Right.
So I can only imagine how old you are now. Because seriously, I mean, back 25, 30 years ago I talked to you, you were old then. You were like an old salt.
Right. Well, it's been a long time since I've done any gun running.
But what's I know you're old and yeah, I understand, especially over the last year and a half, 2 years, you know, the weight of the world is on the small businessman, and I understand that, especially somebody that's not as healthy as they should be.
Stan, nothing makes no sense no more.
I understand, Tony. I understand. But that's why I tell you, concentrate on you, your business. But you say they've stolen your son? What? Yeah, your son passed away years ago. What was his name?
I don't acknowledge him as my son. His name is Tony.
Okay. But who do you acknowledge as your son now?
Big Tim.
Well, he's been with you through thick and thin.
And I've been with him.
Okay, what's your dilemma?
A new business opened up across the street.
Oh, where your place is across the street. That's like a strip mall, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I thought nothing of it. You know, it's my attitude is always, no matter who it is, welcome to the neighborhood. Good luck with your business. I want to be a good neighbor.
Yep. I mean, through the years, Tony, there have been places next to you. You had a funeral home that was next to you once. You had a Chinese laundry that was next to you once.
Yes.
You had
a lot of turnover.
Yes, a lot of turnover.
So anybody that goes in there, I'm hopeful that, you know, maybe they'll have a stable business with some clientele that I can leech you off them.
You don't want to look at it that way. That's besides the point. Put down the cigarette. You're suffering from a dilemma. Now, what's the dilemma?
Well, the name of this place, I thought at first that it'd be a good symmetrical relationship because it's a hair salon.
Okay. How can you answer me? How is that a good symmetrical?
Well, they get their hair cut. They come across the street for a bite to eat.
Okay. All right. I understand that. Or maybe, you know, a mom dropping off a kid to get their hair cut. They go and have lunch while the kid's getting the haircut or the wife is getting a style. All right. I understand that.
Yeah. And the name of the place, when the sign went up, I thought it was a pretty catchy name. It's called Trans World Hairlines.
Trans World Hairlines. Sounds almost like one of those hair clubs where you get the implants put into your head.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they like to use a play on words with hair.
Right, I understand.
So I thought, okay, that's pretty clever. Trans World Hairline.
Right, right. Copying on a recognizable kind of slogan thing there.
Yeah, you know, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
And so I took Timmy over there to introduce ourselves as good neighbors.
Maybe get him a butch.
Maybe if the price is right.
Oh, you usually do that in the back storage room.
But I go in there hoping to meet the proprietor.
Okay.
And a man wearing a wig and a dress came out and introduced himself as Susan.
What? What?
Yeah, I was dumbfounded.
What? So a man in a wig and a dress came out and introduced himself as Susan.
Yeah.
Now, this is a hair place, right?
Well, there was a couple of chairs in there. And evidently, this fella was not too good at, this fella Susan, was not too good at walking in high heels.
Well, that takes practice. What kind of high, were they really high heels? Were they like stiletto spiked heels or were they a medium cut? Because that takes practice.
Stan, I don't look at ladies' shoes, okay?
You don't? You don't look at their gams?
The only reason I noticed is because he was having trouble walking. I mean, real trouble.
Was there a little toe cleavage?
I could have looked. And I was like a deer in the headlights. It didn't seem to bother Timmy.
Yeah, well, you knowing you, you really must have felt out of place when that happened.
I did.
But it didn't bother Timmy.
Susan approached me. Mm-hmm. And Susan has a voice deeper than Haney.
What deeper?
I mean, it's obviously a man.
Right.
And he walks up and goes, "May I help you?"
Oh, gee, yeah, that's deep like Haney's. But he's wearing a wig and a dress and heels.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this, friggin' Halloween?
Well, you kinda. All right, so.
Make up like a clown.
Okay. Oh, that's all right, Tony. Then you know that it might not be the place for you. You walk out, you leave, and you go back and concentrate on your business.
Stan, that's exactly what happened because I'm not sure how that works.
She identifies as Susan.
Stan, it was obviously a man.
I gather that, thus the Trans World Hairlines.
Exactly.
I'm getting it now.
And so Susan, with the deep voice.
Yes.
Immediately looks at me and says, "You are not welcome here."
What? Why not?
I said, "Yeah, pardon me." And she said, "Didn't you see the sign when you come in? This is Trans World Hairlines. We're the salon by trans for trans." And so I turn around to walk out.
Yeah.
And I thought Timmy was following me. And she goes, "You can stay."
Susan said that to Timmy? Big Tim?
Yes. And I said, "Timmy, don't pay any attention to the nice
person.
Lady, come on, let's go. This isn't the place for us." And then Susan tells me it's none of my business what Timmy does.
Well, you're his guardian.
He stayed there. And
so
now
he defied you, listened to Susan, and he stayed there. At Trans World Hairlines.
Evidently, he listened to a lot of things that Susan has said. Susan took him shopping. Now he wears a dress and demands that I call him if I talk to him at all.
as Big Tammy. And I said, Timmy, that don't make no sense.
Right. He's easily influenced. Because he's slow, he's a special needs kid, well, adult at this point in time. He's influenced by stuff like that, Big Tammy.
And as far as I can tell,
yeah,
it seems like Timmy is her only client. She does electrolysis on him 24/7.
Wait a second. That's for hair removal.
There is no hair on his legs, his arms, his eyebrows are gone.
And he's wearing a dress. Now, is he a client or did she hire him over there?
He sweeps his own hair up.
So he... As
no,
she...
I've not seen anybody else go in there. Because evidently, if you go in there, the first thing you're greeted with is you don't belong here.
Except for him.
Now.
You don't belong. You don't belong there.
I said that Timmy, the last time
that's
I saw him.
That's Tammy. That's Tammy.
For Christ's sake.
Last time you saw Tammy, Tammy said what to you?
I told him.
You told her that
this is all nonsense, and Susan has been feeding him a bunch of poison because he says, under the law, Tony, you are not allowed to notice that I appear to be a man because I'm a woman. That's federal law.
Right. And did she teach that to Tammy, too?
Yes, that's what Big Tammy said to me. So legally, is that true? Do I have to call him Big Tammy?
Yeah, or you'll be canceled. You know what? I'm almost in the mood to cancel you now. You accept her for what she is, and accept Susan for what she is.
She stole Timmy from me.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Season's coming, Tony.
Or he stole Timmy. I don't know.
Season's coming.
Any chance I can get in a quick plug that I'm hiring?
Go ahead. I'll give you a, you know what? You deserve it. I usually don't like to give you free advertising because you know, it's bad paper with you. But I'll give you 30 seconds. Tony's, everyone's looking for work. I mean, you know, looking for to hire people. You're one of them. Go, Tony. Put the smoke down. I'm giving you the full 30 seconds of airtime.
Friends, this is Tony with a Y from Cape Crape and Chowder. And I'm looking to hire people that aren't effed in the head. And that don't mind slow pay. How's that?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Keep me posted if you get a new hire. And my best to Susan and her new business. And my best and congratulations to Big Tammy on her new job.
So there's not a damn thing I can do about this.
No. Nope.
Even though we know that he's slow and he's being manipulated.
Not a thing. We'll be back.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home in just a moment here. Mark Haney and the news. More stick pins. This is your job. Stick pins. You know, here's the thing. You're getting upset that you have to go and learn geography and put stick pins in maps. But Haney and I are so honored to have people from all over the place.
All over the globe.
Listening to this show, it means the world to us. Stickpin? Stickpin. Stan and Haney, my name is Mike. I am currently listening to you guys mowing my lawn in Baltimore, Ohio. Baltimore, Ohio. Stickpin. Stickpin.
So if you live in Baltimore, Ohio, are you a Colts fan or are you a Ravens fan?
Oh, that's a good question. Stickpin? Stickpin.
Or are you a Browns fan or a Bengals fan?
Hi, my name is Rob. I'm listening to you guys in Downers Grove, Illinois. Downers Grove, Illinois, just west of Chi-Town. Just west of Chi-Town.
He is so put out by this.
This is, yeah. Haney and I get excited about this. This is important to us. As we look at that map, and it is a spectacle of beauty. What? It's full of stick pins of everybody that takes Stan and Haney with them. You know, after the last couple of days, Junior, a fresh picture up there, because I can't help but notice you haven't posted a damn thing on our Facebook page today. So a fresh picture of that map with the new stick pins in there, be a great thing.
I couldn't help but notice that all the women in the building got excited because there was a Brian Laundrie press conference.
Oh, I cannot believe this. You know what? I knew it existed. Women and their true crime stuff.
Can't get enough of it.
It is almost out of control now, and I'll tell you why. Because there are so many podcasts now that are doing this true crime stuff.
Cold cases, serial killers.
Again, Haney was so far ahead of the game 5-6 years ago when we had Haney's Killer Chronicles.
But I was told to stop it.
Yep.
What is that? I don't understand it.
And now people can't get enough of it. And women in particular. Now, I'll be honest with you. My wife is listening to that. She has her favorite true crime podcast, a couple of cackling hens that go at it. You know, like they're having coffee and talking true crime. But you go and have that thing on. If she has it on in her car, it'll draw you in. You'll start following along with it.
Well, you can feel the excitement because I'm minding my own business. And all around me, I mean, oh, my God. Did you hear? There's a press conference at 4:30. Oh, my God.
They're taking their cell phones with them and putting it on, you know, live broadcasts of the stuff, taking it with them, keep it at their desk, going outside, and they got to keep the updates on the laundry case.
Oh, my
case.
God.
Maria pulled up, and she had the press conference already on her phone.
Yeah.
Audio blasting.
And, yeah. You know, sometimes it's best not to use names.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. You know what? You're right.
I purposely didn't use names.
We were just talking about the women in the office. But there you go. You got to lay Maria out there. You know,
I'm not going to say anything. Whatever, dude. Whatever. No. I can't get a word in edgewise.
I think.
And that's to your benefit, if that's true.
At the rate you're going. I mean, you're saying...
Everything I said is wrong today. Everything
I said is wrong.
Alienate people.
Yes!
Oh.
What? We don't alienate people. We're everybody's friend.
Right.
What? Oh, no?
Don't we have news to do?
I think she was hovering out
there. Was she? You can call her in if you want to have her just to...
Well, I mean, she's been involved now.
Yeah, she was dragged into this, and I didn't want to drag her into it. But they're almost... The women almost rabid about this true crime stuff.
Yeah, and it'll be our fault. We'll be the ones yelled at.
Yes!
Why did you have to bring her name up?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go, we didn't. That's not what I heard.
Nope. Because it happened on the Stan and Haney show.
Mm-hmm.
You just blame me. I get blamed for
doesn't
everything
matter.
Else.
Doesn't matter. Didn't you hear what I just said? It happened on the Stan and Haney show. That means we're to blame. Because I allow it because I keep your microphone open.
I've got a great idea. You ready for this?
What's that?
Shut my...
let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
That's a very common answer,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
We don't have that option.
We do not have that option.
There are certainly times that I'd like to say, hey, Stan,
yeah,
shut my mic off. I'm feeling a little out of it today.
Yep, I'm with you. And we both shut them off. That there he goes. He's hat throwing now.
Jazz hands, yeah, hat throwing.
God, I need a webcam on him to see for people to see what we have to deal with.
Well, we haven't put it up for a couple of weeks. Maybe we should repost it. The webcam we have on Junior.
Traffic is brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations: Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
What are we going to do with him?
I don't know the name of that town. I can't pronounce it. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. We will start in Fort Myers. Crash, Edison Bridge, southbound. And Lehigh Acres got a crash, 1500 block of Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news.
Is that feed live?
Yes.
Was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday.
Very few things.
Rocktober!
Very few things we ask of them.
20th.
Double M, double XI. Jeez. Unbelievable.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
We've given you an awful lot of information on the authoritarianism sweeping Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very lucky that we do radio in America, at least for now. That could change. But if you think what we deal with is a pain in the ass, Canadian radio has an extra layer of hell they have to go through.
Mm-hmm. All countries do.
Canadian radio stations are required by law to play Canadian artists on the airwaves at least 35% of the time.
Well, you got your Paul Ankas, your Ann Murray's, your Paul
Brian
Schaffer's,
Adams,
Brian Adams,
Triumph, Rush.
Yep. Bachman-Turner Overdrive.
There you go. over and over.
Oh, 35%.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The very limited amount of things you can use. You know, circumcision has a long history.
Yes. Yes, yes, it has been. I was a 60s baby, so I was circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're circumcised.
Yes.
Junior?
Yeah, I've been snipped.
I didn't ask if you had a vasectomy.
They took off the turtleneck.
Well, although circumcision does have a very long history, it's in the Bible.
Oh, of course it is. That's, what do you get, a moil to go and circumcise a Jewish baby.
And that obviously is for religious reasons.
Correct.
Circumcision on its own, independent of being moored to a religious tradition, became popular in the late 1800s. That's when it really caught fire.
Mm-hmm.
Why did that happen?
Cleanliness?
Because doctors explained that circumcision was a sure cure for troublesome masturbation.
Ask the experts.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the guy I go to now for treatment.
Yep. Guarantee it didn't slow many people down, didn't slow me down.
Of course not. And that's an urge that cannot be suppressed. Well, I mean, it can be, yes, through extreme means, but, you know, just...
Junior, about a uvulectomy.
The hell is that?
Please.
They want you to have your uvula removed.
What's a uvula?
You don't know. Well, we often talk about how times change.
Yeah.
It's not always a bad thing, though. The average bra size in the United States is now 34 double D. 30 years ago, it was 34 B when we were taught more than a handful is a waste.
Yeah, I think it has to do with a lot of the stuff that's in the food.
Hormones.
Yep.
Yep. Those big buff chickens that we eat.
Yep.
You know. Damn cows that look like Charles Atlas.
Yep.
Well, that's a great time to start talking about food.
He's looking up uvula. Look at him.
What do you
no,
call
I
me?
Looked it up and I.
When I find out what you call me.
No, I looked it up. It's a pretty nasty pictures popped up.
Yep.
Yep.
Probably get you in trouble.
Yep. But we were playing Cheap Trick and he won't pull up a picture of Pam Stein.
Nope.
No, man.
But
he's a grown man sucking on a lollipop, failing at his job.
Cotton candy, man. It's good.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, all right. Let's shut my mic off.
Gladly. Oh, that's my stomach. Sorry.
I heard it.
Sorry.
This isn't going to help. Taco Bell is trying to convince people that Mexican food is a good option for breakfast. And their latest tactic?
Yeah.
Give it away free.
Hmm?
They're handing out free toasted breakfast burritos tomorrow morning from 7 to 11 a.m. at Taco Bell's nationwide. You don't have to order anything else to get one. All you have to do is show up in person. They launched their first breakfast items back in 2014, but paused breakfast during the pandemic. Now it's back at about 90% of their locations, So the Big Burrito giveaway is an attempt to remind you, the consumer, that Taco Bell breakfast exists.
All right.
Exciting news.
It is. Anything like that, anything free. You going to hit it on the way to work tomorrow?
My opinion doesn't matter, and it's totally irrelevant.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Yeah, shake your head. Absolute law text line. By the way, and you said this during the break, because Captain Lazaro, our dear, dear friend and head of the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
Very capable man.
He's taking a pop at Junior over there. And hold, your mic's not on right now. You tell me to shut it off.
Yeah, at your request.
When is Junior going to get the Rocktober effect correct? In November? D-Train had it spot on from the get-go. And you were saying during the break, you know, that Junior should be honored hearing that from a captain.
A man who achieved the rank of captain in the United States Navy is taking precious time out of his day to pop you one.
I talked to a gentleman a couple of weeks ago who spent 25 years in the Navy. And I told him how we have our fund, and our friend heads it up, Captain Lazaro. And this is a 25-year Navy vet. Paused and said, "Whoa, a captain? A captain?" I said, "Yep."
Probably thinking you're making it up.
Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. You should be honored.
Have you seen his string of text messages?
Sure have. He keeps trying to keep you on your toes.
It's always, "Oh, D-Train was so much better than you at this, at this, at this, and at this."
That's a military trick, especially when high-ranking captains or admirals would do something. They go and...
I think what it is he recognizes and appreciates discipline.
Yes. And that is supposed to motivate you.
And that is something that D-Train had in spades.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you for your service, Captain. Thank you.
You better mean it.
Sincerely.
Do you appreciate the names that he calls you?
No.
Sorry about that, folks. A woman named Debbie Blunt recently made the golf team at Reinhardt University in Georgia.
Good for her.
I'm sure she wasn't the only gal to make the golf team at Reinhardt University in Georgia, but she's in the news and they are not. And she's not in the news because she is the best college golfer.
Hole in one?
She's not.
A double eagle?
Nope.
The old albatross?
Nope.
What?
It's because she's old. She's a 63-year-old sophomore.
She went back to school and made the golf team. They probably didn't have enough girls for the team.
Her husband passed away a while back, and he's the one who introduced her to golf. She would have never found it on her own.
How old is she?
63.
Looks kind of young for that. Still has got that...
baby fat?
Yeah.
She says the only reason that she took up golf is because she wanted to spend more time with him. Instead of being sad every day, she decided to move on with her life and go back to school. Her coach says she's a very good golfer.
Okay.
Considering.
Yeah, considering.
And her teammates have already learned a lot from her.
Oh, yeah, that sage wisdom.
She's also the first person in her family to go to college, and she's already quite popular at school. Not only has she taken a spot on the golf team away from a young woman, She's currently in running for homecoming queen.
Well.
Which she's sure to win as a gag.
Yep. You know, around campus, you know, she's already got her nickname.
Mom.
That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
The bus.
Man, I wouldn't do that. Hey, don't be so hasty, man. Think about what she knows.
Yeah, take you to school on the bus.
Yep. I don't care what she knows. It doesn't make up for the smell. Remember the classic toy phone by Fisher-Price?
I do.
They came out in 1961. And if you got kids, they seem to be in every household from the 60s on. Well, there's a new version out with a major upgrade that almost defeats the purpose of the item. The toy Fisher-Price phone has been upgraded to make actual phone calls.
I don't like that.
I thought the purpose of that was so that a kid could play around and not do any real damage.
Right, and learn coordination, picking up the receiver, pulling it, watching the eyes go up and down, up and down.
It can make calls using Bluetooth. It still has the classic rotary dial that spins around, so have fun teaching your kids what that means. And a man's voice says each digit out loud when you dial so you can learn your numbers.
Ooh.
With obsolete technology.
Wow.
They cost $60. You can only get them at Best Buy. They're not on sale yet, but you can pre-order one on their website, and it should get here in a couple of years
yeah.
once someone other than Pete Buttigieg is running things.
Yeah.
Now, they'll sell you the normal toy phone.
Yeah.
For $10.
That sounds a lot better.
It sure does.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, this is something they don't tell you in crook school, but you can work up a real appetite running from the cops.
You sure can.
And nobody knows that better than a man named Noel Cole. He was pulled over by police in Missouri on Saturday. He was wanted on a felony warrant, so he knew he was in a heap of trouble. The deputy started asking too many questions. That made Noel nervous, and he decided I should probably make a break for it on foot. The deputy took off after him, and he was able to catch up, partially because there was something that slowed Noel down a little bit.
What was that?
A Marie Callender's chocolate cream pie.
Oh, nice.
The local sheriff observes that the pie, quote, appeared to be extremely important to Mr. Cole, so it's been placed with his personal belongings and will be kept as safe as possible for him until his release. It's unclear what the warrant was all about.
I don't know if my wife's listening, but that chocolate cream pie sounds good.
What about a banana?
Not a big fan of bananas. No?
What about a blueberry?
Oh, absolutely.
Apple?
Yes.
Pecan?
Yo! Above that, yes.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday,
October
20th.
Double M, double XI.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
But to be clear, for tonight, you want chocolate cream.
Chocolate cream pie. I also like the peanut butter pie.
Oh, yeah.
Peanut butter pie is good.
Yeah.
Coconut cream. That's nice.
Yeah.
Coconut cream pie.
I'm surprised that you're not a fan of banana cream.
I don't like bananas, period.
Well, that would rule it out entirely.
Yes. Take a break. We'll be back.
What about like a, what do they call it? Like a turtle pie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. He will have a 6 o'clock cash hole word for you. Could get you $500 in cash.
Is it mean that we let him drown like that?
Who?
Him. Because we see him start to struggle and we don't help.
How, no.
Were we, when we were like that, did anybody help us?
No.
No. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. One thing on the board, and you know what? It's so late, and I don't know why it's in my hands. I'm going to say that there's nothing being reported right now as far as traffic goes.
Well, all right.
And
then.
You are up to date.
This was genius when it was written. Yep. It's even more so now.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Short people got no reason. Short people got
Junior's theme song.
Dude, I'm 6'4".
Yeah, and you're telling this to everybody. This is yours.
Damn straight.
Singing along now.
Don't want no short people around here.
Short people are just the same as you and me.
A fool such as I. All men are brothers until the day they die.
It's a wonderful world. Short
when they do news stories and interview people that were angry about it.
I think it's inappropriate.
Just to say hello. They got little cars that go beep, beep, beep. They got little voices going beep, beep, beep. They got rubbing little fingers, dirty little minds. They're gonna get you every time. Well, I
don't want no show.
I know you do.
Classic Comedy is brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Hello, my buddy. I did want to say one thing about my buddy Richie, who has a disease. But it's an interesting disease he has. He has the disease of alcoholism. Alcoholism. And he came to me, you know, and he told me, and I like to look, I'm the kind of guy who likes to look at the bright side of things, you know. So I told him, I said, Richie, it's true that you have a disease and everything, but I think you got the best one. It's the only disease where you get to drink booze all the time. You know, I haven't looked at every medical journal, but I believe it's the only disease where you can constantly drink booze. As a matter of fact, that is the disease. You know, and I don't think Richie would go to my Uncle Bert and go, hey, I understand you got bowel cancer. Hey, what's your symptoms, Uncle Bert? Mind-screeching bowel pains. They're combined with aching, dull, soul-deadening bowel pain. Those are basically my symptoms. How about you? I get happy. And, you know, I tend to be able to talk to people easier, I find.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, hey everybody. It's Tony D'Amico.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Haney.
What's going on, buddy?
A new business. Opened up across the street. The name of the place, when the sign went up, I thought it was a pretty catchy name. It's called Trans World Hairlines. But I go in there hoping to meet the proprietor.
Okay.
And a man wearing a wig and a dress came out and introduced himself as Susan.
What? What?
Yeah, I was dumbfounded. What?
So a man in a wig and a dress came out and introduced himself as Susan.
Yeah. Susan approached me, and Susan has a voice deeper than Haney.
What deeper?
I mean, it's obviously a man.
Right.
And he walks up and goes, may I help you?
Oh, gee, yeah, that's deep like Haney's. But he's wearing a wig and a dress and heels.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this, friggin' Halloween?
Well, you kinda. All right, so.
Make up like a clown.
Okay. Oh, that's all right, Tony. Then you know that it might not be the place for you. You walk out, you leave, and you go back well, and that, concentrate that, on your business.
Stan, that's exactly what happened because... I'm not sure how that works.
She identifies as Susan.
Stan, it was obviously a man.
I gather that, thus the Trans World Hairlines.
Exactly.
I'm getting it now.
And so Susan, with the deep voice.
Yes.
Immediately looks at me and says, you are not welcome here.
What? Why not?
I said, yeah, pardon me. And she said, didn't you see the sign when you come in? This is Trans World Hairlines. We're the salon by trans for trans. And so I turn around to walk out.
Yeah.
And I thought Timmy was following me. And she goes, you can stay.
Susan said that to Timmy? Big Tim?
Yes. And I said, Timmy, don't pay any attention to the nice
person.
Lady, come on, let's go. This isn't the place for us. And then Susan tells me it's none of my business what Timmy does.
Well, you're his guardian.
He stayed there. And
so
now,
he defied you, listened to Susan, and he stayed there at Trans World Hairlines.
Evidently, he listened to a lot of things that Susan has said. Susan took him shopping. Now he wears a dress and demands that I call him, if I talk to him at all, as Big Tammy. And I said, Timmy, that don't make no sense.
Right. He's easily influenced. Because he's slow, he's a special needs kid. Well, adult at this point in time. He's influenced by stuff like that, Big Tammy.
And as far as I can tell,
yeah,
it seems like Timmy is her only client. She does electrolysis on him 24/7.
Wait a second. That's for hair removal.
There is no hair on his legs, his arms, his eyebrows are gone.
And he's wearing a dress. Now, is he a client or did she hire him over there?
He sweeps his own hair up.
So he... As
no,
she...
I've not seen anybody else go in there. Any chance I can get in a quick plug that I'm hiring?
Go ahead. I'll give you, you know what? You deserve it. I usually don't like to give you free advertising because you know, it's bad paper with you. But I'll give you 30 seconds. Tony's, Ready? Everyone's looking for work. I mean, you know, looking for to hire people. You're one of them. Go, Tony. Put the smoke down. I'm giving you the full 30 seconds of airtime.
Friends, this is Tony with a Y from Cape Crape and Chowder. And I'm looking to hire people that aren't effed in the head and that don't mind slow pay. How's that?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Keep me posted if you get a new hire. And my best to Susan and her new business. And my best and congratulations to Big Tammy on her new job.
So there's not a damn thing I can do about this.
No.
Even though we know that he's slow and he's being manipulated.
Not a thing.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.